And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And you have to understand that the major media in America, in fact, most of the world, is controlled. Here in the United States, our media is controlled by AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, Comcast that controls NBC, and by Rupert Murdoch who controls the London Times and the Wall Street Journal and Fox and so many of the other major outlets for the media. And we're not getting the truth. These six corporations determine what the American people think and believe. And as a result, most people certainly have no idea what is really going on, of the fact that there's a small group that controls America that is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity throughout the world. Well, with us is Liz Berea. Berea, Liz, go right ahead. Tell us a little bit about your background and what is going on in the world from your point of view.
Sure. It's Barris, actually. B-A-R-R-I-S.
Barris. Okay, fine. They misspelled it here. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. I love what you said about the media, you know, the corporate-controlled media. It's just so true. They pick and choose what you're going to see here and everything, and they cover the rest up for you. So, yeah, what's going on in my neck of the world? Well, I have been battling the powers that be on the issue of radio frequency radiation. At this time, well, we have a lawsuit, which we just got a really bad ruling from the judge. PG&E and Edison were served by us about a year and a couple of months ago. For health effects, we have 16 plaintiffs in these suits, and we just got a really bad ruling saying that this is a PUC issue, and the PUC is actually was the president of Edison for almost two decades, Michael Peavy, and, you know, he clearly is conflict of interest. So, you know, my question to the court is, you know, it's illegal. Like, a judge has to recuse themselves when they rule on, you know, if they're going to hear a case and they have a conflict of interest, they have to recuse themselves. If they ever work for that company, own stock, you know, anything like that, even have close friends or relatives or anything in the company, they can't rule on that case because they're biased. Yet the judge is taking the biased ruling from the Public Utilities Commission and using it to form law, to rule on a case himself. Actually, it's a female judge herself. So I was speaking with our attorneys today about what to do about that. So that's one piece of lovely news that's been happening lately. And then the other is we've got this national group now ironically formed to battle. After we served PG&E, they filed a bill. They had their congressman who was an ex-PG&E lobbyist who turned congressman, Congressman Jerry McNierney, I think that's how you say it, McNerney. But so he filed a bill to make smart grid mandatory. This was about 3 or 4 weeks after PG&E was served by us. So after this guy files that bill in Congress, we put out the call to fight this bill, and to put out the call nationally, we needed help to fight the bill to make sure, because that bill has the potential to make our lawsuits null and void. So ironically, you know, that's what we had started our national group about, and then we got this ruling like a couple of days ago. But we did just get back from Washington. There were about a dozen of us that went anywhere from 3 to 12 on any given day. We were there for about 1 week and a few days. And we had about 40 meetings. Do you hear music in the background? Is that Dr. Stan?
Yes, we're going to a break, okay. But go right ahead.
Just ignore the music, right? I feel it says that's not telling me to wind it up.
No, that's it telling you to wind it up right now. We'll be back in just a moment with Liz Barrios right here at Radio Liberty in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Liz Barris. And Liz, of course, is talking about smart meters, which is part of this overall attack on the American people that goes along with certainly not only the smart meters, but with Wi-Fi and certainly with broadband and with cell phones, that cordless cell phones, with the cordless computers. There are so many means by which we are being attacked and our bodies are being damaged, and certainly these these electronic waves can actually lead to cancer. They can lead to death. They can lead to all sorts of disruption. And the average individual doesn't know. They're installing smartphones on homes all across America. Liz, did you eventually get the smartphone taken off of your home? Or did you move?
The smart meter. The smartphone is also bad, but
the smart meter. To get the smart meter taken off your home.
I had to move, actually. I went to court with my landlord, and we settled, and I moved. But I've had to move 5 times because of this smart meter rollout. But let me tell you, we just went to Washington on this issue, our group. We've got this national group, so if your callers would like to get involved, they can email me or call me. My phone number is 310-281-9639. My email is contact@thepeoplesinitiative.org. contact@thepeoplesinitiative.org. INITIATIVE is initiative. And so our national group just went to Washington. We just got back about a week ago. And there's a bill right now in Congress that we have a shot at getting some language put into, and we're working on that right now. The bill is called the USA Freedom Act, and it deals with the NSA surveillance issue. And smart meters not only can kill you and cause serious illness, but they also surveil you. And anything you're doing in your house, that's readable by a smart meter, and really anybody can hack into it. So anybody can read it, not just the utility. And it's already been shown that law enforcement has used it against people with illegal search and seizures, and they've prosecuted court cases with it. It's a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, which is it draws the line at the home for privacy, the constitutional Fourth Amendment. So we are right now wanting to get language put into that bill that clearly talks about for being, you know, about the smart meter. You know, we don't think anyone should have to pay to opt out of this dragnet data collection program, and that's what it is. It's a surveillance program. We don't think you should be charged, or I should be charged a penny to retain our Fourth Amendment constitutional right, you know, to privacy within the home. And we also shouldn't be charged to retain our constitutional rights to life, pursuit of happiness, and health, and the whole thing. So, we're trying to get language in that bill right now. We sure could use help. So if people want to call me or email me, I would love to include you in our group and what we're doing. We took about 40 meetings in Washington with chairs of committees that, you know, are appropriate for this issue and executive branch agencies. We have 5 meetings with the FCC, meeting with the FDA. You know, we met with the executive branch, which is, there's executive branch, legislative branch, and judiciary branch for your listeners in case they don't know this stuff, which I didn't know until, you know, you learn a lot. When something harms you, you become interested in it, and you learn. And so the political process, I've actually learned that by default because I had to because of this issue.
Is there an understanding back there on the part of the legislators of the potential danger, of this whole process and of the smart meters and the waves that come from them, the electronic injury that they can do?
Yeah, you know, this was actually news to pretty much everybody that we met with. They did not know about it. Some of them heard about it. Some of them, we met with people on the Energy Committee. They had heard about it. Some people actually heard about it, but they heard, you know, really about the backlash and stuff. But, you know, we went into detail about the health effects, and they did not know. No, they didn't know. And in fact, we had some incredible meetings where we had 15 constituents on the line in the home office of like a certain state, like let's say Pennsylvania, I think it was. They were in the district office, like 15 constituents showed up for this call, and we were in the Washington office, about 6 of us in there with the staffer. And, you know, that was like a really incredible meeting because they could see that their constituents, I mean, you guys, we have to, first there's a learning curve, you know, we have to get educated on this, and then we have to stand up for our rights, because they are taking them. And when I say they, you know, the people that run the country now are the corporate interests, as we all know, and they don't care if you live or die as long as they're making money. And that's the sad truth. You know, there's individuals that care. I'm not saying that, you know, everybody's like a completely callous person, but they have an obligation to profit. That is their, they have an obligation to their shareholders, really before they have not, like, you know, if Michael Peavy, you know, well, anyway, I'm not going to get to go down that road, but they have an obligation to make money for their corporation. And when you mix that with putting these people in office and in important positions like the PUC chair and stuff like that, I mean, it's a very, very, very deadly combination. Because they don't, they put the wrong thing first. You know, I guess I'm preaching to the choir. I'm sure people know that this is happening. But so let's get back to the situation. So we had some great meetings. We had some really bad meetings. But we do need help, so if any of your listeners want to give me a call or send me an email, we could use the help. You know, we're trying
Let's go ahead and get your telephone number out again.
Yeah, 310-281-9639. And Senator Feinstein is somebody that needs to hear from us. We took a meeting with her office. We actually met with about four different staffers from her office. We met on the Fourth Amendment violation. We met, and she's on the Judiciary Committee where the USA Freedom Act is, by the way. This bill has the potential to really help us, you know, if we can get language in there regarding smart meter data collection. So Senator Feinstein and Senator Boxer's office. And the other thing we want to do is we want to take the issue, you know, we want to put it into the EPA, the issue of health effects. And right now it's with the FDA and the FCC and the you know, the FCC is a very, very corrupt situation there. There's just all industry, nothing with public health and safety, yet they're setting our health and safety standards. So it's just all backwards. And so anyway, enough of Washington. What else should I talk about, Stan?
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that they want to install the smart meters. That way they don't have to have people come out and read the meters at the home. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, but so, and here's the other thing about that. Let me just tell you another fraudulent situation. What you just said is correct. They can fire the meter readers. But there's actually an embedded fee in your bill that's paying for the meter readers. You don't get that money back. They're pocketing it. The utilities are pocketing the meter reader salaries, okay, not giving you that money back that they're saving, and they're charging you for the smart meter even if you opt out, and you have to pay a fee for your analog meter. That's triple billing, okay? You pay for the smart meter you don't want. You're paying for the salary that the guy's already been fired. And you're paying to retain your Fourth Amendment constitutional right to privacy within the home and your constitutional right to health and life and happiness. It's just got to stop. It's just, this whole thing is just, you know, ASS backwards, you know. And we can also broach the topic of Wi-Fi and cell towers. It's just all the same stuff, guys. It's just all big, huge, disgusting, ugly cover-up of health effects from this wireless radiation. There's a, you know, 350% increase in cancer if you live within 1,500 feet of a cell tower for a period of 5 years. You know, Wi-Fi, never been tested, but sometimes there's 25, 30 laptops with Wi-Fi in a classroom, and that exponentially is exposing everybody in the classroom to the signals. That's like having... you know, in an airplane, when they, well, they've got Wi-Fi in airplanes now, but, you know, when they say, oh, turn the cell phone, you can turn your cell phone on now, that cell phone, there's like 150 cell phones go on in a basically almost a Faraday cage, which is like an enclosed aluminum thing, and it's just an unbelievable microwave oven, practically, when they say, turn your cell phones on, everybody turns them on. But unfortunately, we've now got Wi-Fi in there too, you know, just to top off that electromagnetic radiating load for people. And pilots are starting to react to it. Pilots are getting headaches when they fly. They're not feeling well. They're passing out. I've heard stories about that, which happens to me. I pass out when I'm near Wi-Fi, and I'm trying to find out where they put the routers on airplanes. Excuse me. And I think it's near the cabin there, near the front end of the cabin. And if so, it's just right on top of the pilots, and of course they're getting reactive. You know, anybody would if they sat next to a router for 10 hours or however long their shifts are a day, probably longer. So it's just a big, 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 big cover-up, big mess. And again, of course, it's, you know, somebody profiting at the expense of people being kept in the dark about their health, their life, and their children's health and life.
Well, are some people more sensitive to the electromagnetic radiation than others?
Well, that's a great question. This is dose response. It's cumulative dose. So, for instance, if you ever had a CAT scan, say, on your head. Oh, I hear the music again.
Go right ahead. I'll tell you when to load it up.
Oh, okay, go keep talking. So it's cumulative dose. So if you've ever had exposures that maybe you slept with a digital clock radio near your head or a cordless phone near your head or some appliance like that was irradiating out, like a cordless phone, most people don't know this, but a cordless phone is almost the equivalent of having a little cell tower right in your house.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, Lynn Barris, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us. 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Led Barris, and basically we're talking about smart meters, and of course this gets us into this whole series of various new types of electronics, which are having a profound impact on the minds and certainly on the health of the American people. Now, basically we have, and we put together a 4-CD set on smart meters. We carry Arlene Kula's book on smart meters. Liz, would you mind slowly putting out your website once again and your telephone number so people would know how to get in touch with you? Then we'll go to Ted, who's calling us from Moses Lake. But right now, our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. Liz, go ahead and get your website out, please.
Sure. Yeah, I've got four websites. Okay. So let's just start with StopSmartGrid.org. That's where we've got a congressional white paper on that website. It's called Legal Human Rights and Legal Human Rights and Other Constitutional Violations of Smart Meters and Smart Grid, something like that.
And what is the name of the website again?
It's called StopSmartGrid.org.
StopSmartGrid.org. Okay,
yes.
What are the others?
So that's for our national movement at the federal level. Okay, the one dedicated to the lawsuit is citizensforaradiationfreecommunity.org, radiationfreecommunity.org, and that's got info on lawsuits on this issue and our lawsuit. It's got the video interview on our lawsuit that Jerry Day shot. That will tell you all about the lawsuit stuff, and we're at a crossroads with both PG&E and Edison lawsuits right now, and I'm not sure what's going to happen, but you can watch the video there and you can read about stuff there. And we've got our filings there too. Then the peoplesinitiative.org is our 501c3 nonprofit. I'm sorry. You know, I've got so many, I don't know. It's like the reason. Anyway, I do have a lot of websites. The peoplesinitiative.org is the nonprofit 501c3. And we try to cover everything, all things evil there, which is like the GMO stuff and the wireless radiation and chemtrails and just all that fun stuff. And then the last one and the oldest one is American Association for FOR, cellphonesafety.org. And we brought a bill for brain cancer cell phone warning labels about 6 or 7 years ago now. And we've had it introduced in 6 states so far, and we actually won the state of Maine last year, and then the industry came and killed it before it was enacted. We had a 2-thirds majority vote in the Senate and the House in the state of Maine 24 hours before the bill is to actually become law. I mean, because we were, I guess, going to override the governor and everything because we had a 2-thirds vote. The industry came in and I guess threatened people or something, and people reversed their votes, and the bill failed to be enacted. And that was the most unbelievable thing the legislator has, like, ever seen in her life. But so that's for American Association for Cell Phone Safety.org.
One more time, slowly, the title of that.
Okay. American Association for FOR. cellphonesafety.org.
cellphonesafety.org. Well,
those are all of them, yeah.
Okay, let's go to Ted, who's calling us from Moses Lake. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But obviously, the tremendous forces behind this effort to have these certainly exposure to this massive amount of electromagnetic power and energy. Ted, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I sure do, Dr. Stan. First off, my friend, how are you feeling?
Well, all in all, I'm doing fairly well. So we just keep plugging along. It's in the Lord's hands, and we appreciate your prayers.
Well, as you know, I had you on my program here a couple of months ago. All my listeners really enjoyed what you had to say, Dr. Stan. We'd love to have you back in a couple of months. It was Out of This World Radio and KKNW 1150 AM out of Seattle. But once again, Dr. Stan, a wonderful program. And Lynn, I just want to thank you for your wonderful work. And wanted to tell you, too, that...
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Liz.
It's Liz Barris.
Okay, great. Well, I just wanted to tell you that I met a gentleman over this past weekend who sells devices which help neutralize the negative electric energy fields. And he gave me a couple over the this past weekend, and they do seem to help quite a bit. So if you like, I'd love to send you some information on it tomorrow, and if you think it's worthy, you're welcome to check it out. And also, too, Dr. Stan, I could send you some information on it, too.
Yes, they're would you please, I'd very much, but how does it work? What is this mechanism?
Well, he's made it out of gold and crystals. I'm not sure it's proprietary blend, but I did a test on it over the weekend, and I used one of those electrical magnets.
We're going to have to hold that. We're going to a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle Tool, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle Tool products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle Tool and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle Tool today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
And I'm looking forward to getting the material. God bless. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it is Liz Barris, and we're talking about the smart meters and, of course, all the ancillary things which can affect you from these electromagnetic fields that are being produced. And whether it be Wi-Fi, whether it would be broadband, whether it would be neon lights, whether it would be microwave, whether it should be cordless cell phones or cordless computers, or certainly the smart meters, they all tie in together. And they said that we are being bathed in massive amounts of radiation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, if you think that this is a problem, if you think it's an imaginary problem, it's simply all made up, give us a call, because basically, ladies and gentlemen, certainly I believe this is affecting almost everyone out there in the listening audience. Don't you, Liz?
No question. I mean, we're just blanketing in it, and that's because our government is telling us that it's safe because we need it for our military and the industry. This is the biggest industry now on the planet, surpasses oil and gas, the wireless industry, and there's just no way they're going to admit that it can actually kill you and cause your offspring to, you know, mice can't breed, and mice that are bred to breed cannot breed after five generations.
Now, would you repeat that? Because I think that's vitally important. And they've actually done this with mice. After five generations of being exposed to this electromagnetic...
Totally incapable of breeding. First there's genetic mutations. The mice are born a little differently, but eventually they just can't breed at all. They just stop. They just become infertile.
And you're not going to read about this sort of thing from regular channels. Now, what is the best source of information from your point of view as far as books are concerned? Certainly, our friend Orlene Kula has written a book. We carry that on smart meters. We do have a 4-CD set on this. Are there other good sources of information for people? And again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. But where can people get to Sydney? People get to go to your website? Would that be the best source of information?
I mean, they can go to my website. I don't have books on there, but I do have studies on there. You know, there's the Bio Initiative Report has, 6,000 or 7,000 studies. Now, there's just so much information, the scientific information on this. But as far as books, you would ask what book would I recommend? There is a book that I would recommend, and it's actually about the whole cover-up of how that even came to be, that we're in the situation that we're in right now. And that book, it's got a funny name, I'm trying to remember it, but it was written by Dr. George Carlo, and he headed up the studies that the CTIA funded in the 90s on this issue. CTIA is the Industry Association, Cellular Telecommunications Industry Association. And that book goes into some of the science for sure, but really focuses on the politics of how the hell, you know, they did it, where they proliferated this absolutely deadly stuff, you know, and, you know, how the FDA worked with Motorola, and it's just, he's a very, he's an insider that spills the beans. And I read that book, I don't know how many times, I read it 3 or 4 times. It was fascinating to me. And as I heard this book, Silent Electric Spring is also very good, but I have not read it. That's a new book that just came out. Oh, and Professor Martin Blank has a new book out. It's called Something Power. You can look up Dr. Martin Blank, and I'm sure his book will come up on Google if you do.
Well, I will mention that we do carry the book, The New Electric Spring. The New Electric Spring, you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's very, very well done, and certainly that, along with the 4-CD sets and that we have on smart meters, you will have a background on this, and you can help us educate the people out across America America about what is really going on. Well, is there any growing awareness, Liz and Nizar, on the front lines of this battle, trying to get people educated? What sort of response are you getting from the mainline media? What sort of response are you getting from the alternative media programs such as ours? And do you think the average individual really believes they could be actually poisoning us and this has been going on for close to 20 years?
Well, even my own attorney asked me today, he said, you know, do you think that you guys are, like, really different? I mean, do you really think everybody is affected? I mean, he actually asked me that today, you know, like, everybody, you know. And my answer to that is cells. When you put cells in a Petri dish, they all react the same way. They're all affected. It's the human, it's the person, depending on your DNA, on your cumulative dose, that's, you know, going to determine, you know, how you are affected by this. And personally, I did sleep with a cordless phone next to my head for maybe a couple of decades. I used a cell phone and a cordless phone shamelessly. I mean, like, I just absolutely clueless, and I used it occupationally and the whole thing. So I've become sensitive on the left side of my head where I used my cell and cordless phone. So that might, you know, and also CAT scans can break a lot of DNA. I don't recommend people get a CAT scan unless it's a life and death situation and you just, you know, you just have to. Other than that, I would not ever get one. Even MRIs are very bad because that's the exact same radiation that this stuff is that we're talking about. It's non-thermal, non-ionizing radiation. That's the stuff that can, you know, have blood-brain barrier permeation. MRIs, you know, they must take 80 or 100 pictures or something with the MRI. I mean, they just, it's just like a CAT scan, but it's with the non-ionizing radiation. And there was another question that you just asked, Dr. Stan, that I wanted to, you asked like three of them right now in a row, and I wanted to address the other one. What? Oh, yeah, how is the mainstream? That's right. So media. So check it out. My emails, I used to have a nice, like, alternative media people on my email list. My emails were actually blocked by the federal government. And mainstream media does not like to cover this issue, okay? They, as you said, Comcast owns NBC or something like that. You know, ABC, Disney owns ABC. Well, Disney's got their own line of cell phones with airtime, and Comcast is certainly in the Wi-Fi business and all of that. So they're not really too keen to have this message out to people. So they really aren't going to cover this like they should be at all. So my emails were blocked, and I have proof of this. First of all, every email, I had thousands of people. They all bounced. Okay, this is right after, directly after we did a protest for against Smart Grid. I partnered with a gal that who's involved with Occupy Wall Street, okay? So we had a bunch of people at this protest, and it was a high-profile protest. Al Gore wrote a comment about it on the website Green Tech Media. And I actually took a screenshot of his comment, and they wiped it from the site within like an hour or two of him putting it there. But I got the screenshot of it. So right after this happened, I tried to send out a blast, an email blast to my whole list. And every email I sent out came back to me. They blocked it. And my emails were blocked for a long time. And finally, we traced it. I had a geek friend of mine come over here. And two of them, actually, and they sat there, and we had, and I wished I'd taken a screenshot of this, but I was rushing out the door. I had to go to Maine for the brain cancer cell phone warning label. But this picture of my emails showed them going from my apartment in Los Angeles to Washington, to Georgia, to Virginia. You could track it. Like, it shows the hops. That's where it would go. Before it would go anywhere else, that's where it would go. And I guess they were just, you know, deciding whether or not to let these emails out, or, you know, I'm just permanently blocked now on many, 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 many servers. They have seriously prohibited, neutralize, co-opt, and kill. I'm told those are the three things the military does. So they did effectively neutralize my ability to communicate for quite a while, and they still have, in fact.
And I think it's so important people to understand that these people do not abide by the law. These people are above the law. These people are the law. They're not our elected representatives. They're what I call the Brotherhood. the Brotherhood of Doctors. Well, let's go to, we have Juan calling us from Washington State. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is a vitally important subject. Juan, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. First, I want to thank the caller, your guest, actually, for all the work she has done, and she's quite informed. And I like to have more information about what she knows about these chemtrails and what they're doing to our brain and how it's affecting us, you know, in our health-wise. And also, I like to say that I like your show, and thank you for being honest.
Thank you, Juan. We do this 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and certainly we're very fortunate to have Liz be with us here on this program. She's been with us before, and we hope we'll have her again. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yes, I'd like all the audience to log into Infowars.com, where you can find more information about all these things that we're talking about today, and even more, where we can all be aware.
Yeah.
So we can hold up the Constitution of the United States, which is a republic under the all-creator of all vibration. Thank you for your show. Bye-bye.
God bless. And the InfoWars does an excellent job.
Yeah, they really do.
And basically, have you been on at all with Alex at all or with Joyce Riley?
No, I never have, actually. Nope. Uh-uh. But I'm certainly a fan, but I've never been on that show.
Uh-huh. All right, fine. Well, now, basically, what is your message to our listening audience out there as to what they ought to be doing at this time with the information that they've gotten? Certainly, most people have accepted the smart meters. Certainly, what can you do if you've accepted a smart meter and suddenly you begin to understand that the new meter, the smart meter, can really be harmful for your health and for your family? What can people do once that meter's been installed?
Yeah, well, they can get it the hell off their house. They need to get that damned thing. It's a death machine, and they need to get it off their house. That meter can actually, I don't mean to sound like a, you know, alarmist here, but it actually can kill people, and it's very, very, very serious. In fact, let me tell you something. The FDA came out with a statement saying that this radiation can interfere with medical implants, okay? That's the FDA on this issue, interferes with medical implants. So if anybody's got a heart, you know, a pacemaker, a defibrillator, a deep brain stimulator, or diabetics sometimes have insulin pumps and things like that built in. You know, they have wireless, you know, it's these smart meters, is they send these very, very, very strong pulses, and that can interact with the medical implant. And in fact, it's going to get worse. They're trying to do the home area network, which is all your stuff in your home, like all the kitchen appliances. The whole thing is just a really huge hoax. Go to our website, stopsmartgrid.org, and download legal human rights and constitutional violations of smart meters and smart grid, something like that. That's the title of it. Just read the chapter titles of that congressional white paper, and you'll get an idea of what we're talking about. There's a whole chapter on the medical implant interacting with smart meters.
Well, basically, if you say you have a heart implant, as an electronic heart implant, can you then go to the utility company and tell them they have to take that off your home?
Yeah, you know, I would get it off the home even if you don't have an implant, because it'll weaken you. Like, who wants to be weakened? Your immune system, you need your strength, you know. Just take it off your house. I mean, we don't need a big epidemiology body count here. We don't need, you know, we shouldn't have to die, like, en masse in order for our government to take action. That's what they're waiting for. They're waiting for enough dead bodies where people are going to be in the streets, you know, demanding, you know, this stuff be taken down. They are not going to ever tell you the truth on this. You're going to have to demand your rights. You are going to have to get educated on this. You cannot depend on your government to educate you on this. They will lie to your face about this. Lie to your face. And I'm not talking about every government employee. I'm saying people at the Public Utilities Commission, people at the FCC, even people, you know, we met with the FDA. There was, you know, one nice fellow there, and you know, the other guy, I mean, he's just been co-opted, basically. He's just adapting. He sounded like a playbook from the industry. Every quote he said was right out of the industry's mouth. So, you know, these people, this is the industry running the show. And
can you bring a lawsuit against your public utility for installing one that is, and certainly if you have material from the FDA, pardon me, suggesting that these are hazardous to your health, electronic devices, that certainly can you legally force them to take this off? It may be expensive, but what happens when a lawsuit is filed?
Okay. Well, yes, there can be lawsuits, and we did file two lawsuits, two mass torts, one against PG&E, one against Edison, and recently the judge ruled not favorably with us. They said this is a Public Utilities Commission issue. They ruled on jurisdiction, saying it was the wrong jurisdiction.
Well, it may be the wrong jurisdiction, but then what happens if you help take it to the right jurisdiction?
So you say that again? Give us the right jurisdiction?
Well, basically, they can rule on jurisdiction saying, well, you're taken to the wrong jurisdiction.
Well,
so what happens if you refile it under the right jurisdiction?
Okay, so refiling it under the right jurisdiction means filing against the PUC, which we've already done. We had a few years of hearings with the Public Utilities Commission on this, and the chair of the Public Utilities Commission was the president of Edison for almost two decades.
Well, then can't you bring that out in the lawsuit and ask and demand that he disqualify himself?
That he disqualify himself from the PUC chair, you mean?
Absolutely. If he certainly has a conflict of interest,
well,
he'll not be ruling on this sort of thing.
You know, I agree with you. However, evidently, I guess it's legal for him to have that position. It's not illegal for the president of the utility company to now be the overseer of public welfare, even if it's regarding his own utility. So that's not illegal according to our law, and I think it should be.
Especially
since we're getting court rulings now based on what the chair of the Public Utilities Commission says. So we just got a court ruling saying, sorry, you're going to have to go and get your justice at the Public Utilities Commission. Well, we've already been down that road, and they said, you know, there's no such thing as health effects from wireless radiation. That was their ruling.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are under attack today, and the average American really doesn't understand this. Oh, we do have an excellent 4-CD set on smart meters, and you can get a copy of this. At this program, we have the DVD, the new electronic silent spring, pardon me, the new book, the new electronic silent spring. Liz, I want to thank you very much for being with us. I hope we can keep you, or that you can keep us abreast of what's going on, okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
God
really
bless. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up tonight's program at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly we hope you've enjoyed the program tonight with Liz Barris, and certainly we do have an excellent forced CD set on smart meters. We have Arlene Kula's book on smart meters, and we have the new book that's just come out on the overall problem. It's called A New Silent Electronic Spring. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And this includes Wi-Fi, broadband, neon lights, microwave, cordless cell phones, cordless, computers, and a myriad of other things, the smart meters, certainly, and then the smart appliances. Ladies and gentlemen, we're under attack today, and your attention is being focused on what's going on over, certainly in the Middle East and the Near East, certainly going on in the Ukraine, without understanding that America is controlled by a small component of people who believe there are too many people in the world, and this is being used for population control. We have an excellent 4-CD set on population control. Now, who is behind everything going on today? Well, you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, to really understand the spiritual forces behind the people who run both political parties in America, who control the six major banks that control 90% of the major, who control 67%, the six major banks that control 67% of the financial assets of our country, and that is J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and certainly, bank, and these six banks control, that's Wells Fargo, of course, control 67% of the financial assets of our country, and basically they, of course, make mockery out of the idea that we have a free economic system. They buy and sell politicians. Why aren't the politicians talking about what's going on? There are a few of them are, but they have no voice at all because the media is rigidly controlled, and your job is to help us get the information out, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we hope you'll go there. You'll watch our DVDs. You'll listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day and archive 24 hours a day. And certainly you'll read our newsletters. And more recently, why William Grigg has been writing our newsletters and doing an excellent job on this. But quite frankly, we need your help to maintain our network of stations, because it's an expensive proposition to do what we do. So if you're out there across America and would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But your job is to tell others about what's going on. And even though it may sound incredible that the media is rigidly controlled, simply point out the fact that there are the six major corporations. We carry the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor, Professor Ben Bagdikian. So basically, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to becoming part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We need your help. We need you to help us reach other people. And you're just going to have to do this one at a time. An awful lot of people certainly don't want to hear this sort of thing. People just want to be left alone and live their lives. But unfortunately, the wicked people who are running things are not going to allow that to happen. So we ask you to praise them, pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And we'll be back here in just a few moments with Barry Shammas to bring you abreast of what's going on and the phony war that's taking place. People are getting killed, but it's all contrived. It's all contrived. In a solemn prayer. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shammas, who's suddenly an Israeli patriot who spent 30 years as an investigative reporter in Israel, and certainly exposed a great deal of the corruption there. And then because of the threats against his life, he was forced to come to the United States, where he's keeping us abreast of what's going on in Israel. But certainly you're seeing this increasing hostility between the Israelis and what's going on in Gaza, and certainly Hamas lobbing all sorts of missiles on into Israel. And it really doesn't make sense. It is all obviously contrived, and this is what Barry Shammas is bringing out for the people here in America and for his friends back in Israel. Barry Shammas, you pick up the story. What's really going on? And is this really something what we're being told? Or are there forces working behind the scenes of trying to expand the war between Hamas and Israel?
Yeah. It's very upsetting. The article I wrote, and I think my webmaster David has put it up on my site. I call it the wacky Gaza war frame-up, and I do use humor. It's my defense, you know. I use humor. I've got my whole family could be wiped out in this. So I use my mechanisms. But what a month for frame-ups. That has led, everyone calls this not a war, because only, you know, a couple hundred dead so far. You watch what can happen to this non-war. You, just to let you know, before I dive into this along with new information I gathered tonight. They got biological and they've got chemical. And it could be lobbed at Israel. And that means gas and it means germs and it means all kinds of stuff that have been held back so far. All right? That's all I'm going to say. The mood is right. And if it turns wrong, my goodness, can this thing become ugly. But, again, just to look at what's going on, I think, and I keep saying this rationally, it all began when three young Jewish boys were kidnapped. And, well, it turns out the Israeli police got a call from one of the boys from the car. Now, this is, a lot of people have doubted that if you're being kidnapped, you can pull out your cell phone and phone the cops. But apparently, that's the way it happened. All right, so let's just leave it at that. I'm getting a lot of very alternative explanations, and I'm sifting through it, and I'm not going to tell you a one that I think is just rumor. I've got to look at this responsibly. We'll go on in a couple
seconds. No, go ahead. I'll tell you when you have to cut back. Go ahead.
Look, we've got a recording of a Jewish kid saying we're being kidnapped. Then you hear three shots, and then you hear Arabs gleefully celebrating. That got Israelis really, really ready for war. That's what it did. But that was just the first act of this setup. And other people are finally, Jews, Israelis, my people are finally asking questions based on what they've been told.
And basically, why didn't the police immediately respond? And there's lots of questions there. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Arthur Stan. I guess it's Barry Shamish. And Barry is simply pointing out all the consistencies that are going on behind the scenes. Initially, the three Jewish boys killed, and then a Palestinian boy killed. And now, of course, we see the Hamas using weapons, suddenly. And where is Hamas getting their weapons? Who's financing them?
They're not getting them anymore.
Okay, fine. Well, you go right ahead.
Previously, they have no allies. We'll go into that shortly. It's a war between Israel and Hamas, with no allies for Hamas today. Maybe a couple of rebels, but it's basically two combatants. All right, let's go on. Now, Israelis are finally, and by the way, I take some waking up responsibility. A few are waking up. This is from an Israeli site. It's well, go to my article on my website and read it for yourself. Here's, I'm quoting it. What if this, of course, is not me? This is the Palm of Deborah. That's the website for this one. All right. What if the hour's delay in reporting the kidnapped boy's disappearance was not a royal foul-up? Why would there even be a policy in place where the person who took the emergency call had to run it up some chain of command? What if they were anticipating something like this and the delay was all part of some master plan? What if the Arabs are right about some of this? Maybe Jews did kidnap the kids. Maybe the kidnapping was a ploy to enable the government to take out Hamas operations in Judea and Samaria to eliminate the PA Unity government, as the Arabs are claiming. Why did the government keep reiterating that phrase? We're operating under the assumption that the boys are still alive when they knew they were dead. These are questions everyone should be asking. A few are. That's all I can say. A ripple are. You got the Israelis on board with that vicious murder. Now it was time to get the Arabs on board. Look, the frame-up at this point was so obvious. You wouldn't think it would work. An Arab, that was the 16-year-old Muhammad Abu Qadir, was kidnapped and burned alive in a car. Now follow this, folks, please. Luckily, two of the murderers were videotaped, and this tape went viral on the Arab internet, but not quite viral enough to get an irrational war going. So next plan, Kadir's 15-year-old cousin was filmed being beaten senseless by three very, very atypical soldiers. Look, in all the riots, the one film beating was Kadir's American cousin, who once released from jail had all the lines scripted. Why did they beat me? I was just enjoying the riots. And then his mother talking about the sweet boy who wouldn't hurt a fly, all scripted. Look, that beating being filmed, of all the incidents that have been going on in the last 3 weeks, why was this one the one that was filmed? Why did he speak beautiful English? Well, it worked. All right, so you now got the Arabs on board. They were ready for war. From every kick and every blow they were watching on TV, from an Arab being beaten by Israeli soldiers, well, suddenly, the Israelis were, well, they found the murderers, the Jewish murderers, within days. I mean, they were derelict in finding the Arab, they still haven't found the Arab murderers of the three boys. They put the pictures up and said, these are the murderers. They haven't found them yet, but for the Jews, well, they found them and they denied them counsel. To this day, they haven't got counsel because they're terrorists. That's the rule in Israel. Terrorists don't get counsel. Here is the wacky crime being accepted by Israelis. I'm just going to quote. It's from Lyle Leibowitz and from the tablet. Whatever. Here's the quote. Like so many of the narratives beamed out of the Middle East by pale Western journalists who know so painfully little about the region and its inhabitants, this story, too, is difficult to understand. If you want to understand that gruesome murder of 16-year-old Muhammad Abu Qadir in the hands of six young Israelis last week, don't turn to Bibi or the Bible or Hamas or Abbas. No, you've got to turn to Beitar Yerushalayim. That's the capital's football, soccer in Americans, football in Israeli team. They're the favorite team of Jerusalem. Now, it turns out that all the suspects are fanatical Beitar fans. On with the quote. Members of the murderous cabal, all affiliated with La Familia, something I've never heard of, but nonetheless, a small group of several thousand Beitar fans known for their anti-Arab opinions and general penchant for thuggery. The truth is that Netanyahu, the Palestinian Authority, set the rabbis, and Hamas all have nothing to do with the terrible events that, well, unfurled after six lowlifes. They took a sweet-faced kid into their car and burnt him alive. Why? Because of soccer. Oh, gosh almighty. So please, enough with the ancient hatreds and the cycle of violence. The death of Muhammad Abu Qadir is a terrible tragedy, but it's not unique to Israel. Anyone who watches soccer knows that it is, well, what can you say? If you watch soccer, you know intuitively that they must have murdered the boy. All right. Now, neither here nor there, the fact that they don't have counsel, the fact that Israelis don't know who they are, stuff like that, sooner or later will be explained. That's not the issue. Mohammed's killing got the Arabs really riled, but not riled enough. You film his cousin, 15-year-old Tariq, I believe his name was, getting the crap beaten out of him by Israeli soldiers, and you've got the war going. You've got the Jews with their losses. You've got the Arab with their losses. And next thing you know, Hamas starts bombarding Israel with rockets. Now, look, you talk about irresponsible government. They didn't expect retribution. Look, they've been balancing on a very fine line up till now. A few rockets here, a few rockets there. Nasty stuff over a long time, but they never shot over 1,000 in a week. And they made life in Israel living hell, but what I think they didn't, I'm guessing now, okay? Three rockets, this was on the fifth day of the war. Herman, your producer, asked me, is this leading to Iran? I said, what Iran? Three rockets were fired from Lebanon. I'd say by Hezbollah rebels, that'd be my guess. But get this, they were arrested by the Lebanese. Now look, the last time Hezbollah rained missiles on Israel in 2009, practically every Jew from northern Israel abandoned their homes for 3 weeks. Israel had its tail between its legs between that humiliating war. Now, if Hamas, with their 20,000 rockets, were joined by Hezbollah with its 125,000, this would be a very, very different war. But they all abandoned Hamas. Now, look, there had to be understandings. There had to have been. And they were under the tables, putting it mildly, but there appear to be agreements between the combatants. And this is, the proof is ridiculous. Right now, Israel called up 40,000 reservists, and they're threatening Gaza at this very moment. Look, if you've been to Gaza, well, I have, civilian and military, I've been to Gaza. You don't go in there. There's every street and alley is rigged now. Every window is a sniper's window now. It would be a horrific. Well, look, Israel did go in there. It wasn't that long ago. What was it, 3-4 years ago? And they pulled out after 13 were killed, and they found that it's really, really risky to go into an infantry attack on Gaza, especially when you don't have to. Now, I want you to follow this. This is new information just from today, by the way. Oops. Yeah, I hear the music. I'll give it to you when we come back. It's kind of interesting, to say the least, what happened to those members of the Knesset who said, you don't have to send our troops into Gaza. We control their gas, their electricity, their water. Just starve them out, and without any Israeli young men losing their lives.
And that would be the logical thing to do, but so much of what's going on today in that area is just not logical. Barry's point is, so Gaza's dependent upon Israel for water and food and energy. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Sidney Berry was just saying that there's no need for Israeli troops to be going into Gaza and risking, I said, the lives of the Israeli troops. They called up 40,000 of them. What came up today that you think was so suddenly revealing? Go right ahead.
Well, keep in mind, and again, your producer gave this stuff that this is some sort of excuse to go to war with Iran. That's nonsense. There are no allies of Hamas so far. No Hezbollah, no Iran, no Bashar Assad. They used to be allies, but they're staying out of this. What you have is a war between Hamas and Israel. That could change, mind you. Believe me, that could change. But there had to have been agreements. We don't know when, where, and what the threats were, but there were agreements. The right in Israel said, don't send these troops into Gaza. There's no need. We control, well, their gas, their electricity, their water, their utilities. We just cut them off. Now, I've had people writing me saying, starve them out. What are you talking about? No Jew would say starve them out. What's better, sending in airplanes killing 200 in a week? That's better? Look, the major backers of cut off the utilities were Danny Danone. He was the deputy defense minister and a right-wing well, pro-settler and whatever, Moshe Feiglin, they all said, don't enter Gaza. There's no reason. Today, Danny Danone got fired. We don't know the reason yet.
No, who is he? What was his position?
He's a deputy defense minister.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
He got fired. He's out. He opened his mouth about don't. He opened his mouth and said, cut off the utilities. Now, Feiglin, who, believe me when I tell you, in ordinary circumstances, he would not advance in the Knesset. He was, as you know, Israel has a new president, Reuven Rivlin. Let's not go through the new president. He's dirty enough. But Moshe Feiglin is replaced him. He is now in the Foreign Affairs and Security Committee. He replaced Reuven, he had a major promotion, which essentially means that some way they got to him. That's what it means to me, but they're gone. The two who said don't enter Gaza publicly, one is now ensconced in the Knesset Foreign Affairs Security Committee. The other is fired, and I guess that will shut them up. But look, the headlines way back when they made their claims were Netanyahu said his lawyers wouldn't let him shut off Gaza's water and electricity. And as I said before, the lawyers think killing 200 Arabs in a week, today 4 children, outrage, all this baloney, that's more humane than cutting off the water and till the rockets stop? It's a wacky world, that's all I can say to you. Now, as the rockets, as the war expanded, what did Israel do? A steady convoy of goods have been moving to Gaza through Israel. All right, I'll give you the headline from, I think, the first or second day of the war. On Tuesday, July 8th, 148 trucks carrying supplies and 221 tons of natural gas entered Gaza. The trucks went via the Kerem Shalom crossing in coordination with the liaison office for Gaza coordination. This announcement, by the way, came from that office. Ooh, I hear the music already. Well, when we get back, we'll tell you not everyone is happy about this in Israel, that you're supplying your enemy with the goods to keep them firing rockets.
And basically, of course, if Israel were to do what was logical and simply to cut off the gas and the electricity and the food and the water, why, of course, this whole thing would stop. But anybody who suggests that gets into trouble. So obviously, this whole thing is a setup. The average Israeli does not understand that. The average American doesn't understand that. But of course, wars are so often created as that they, not because the people want them, but because there's a small group that wants them. And heaven help us if this war over there expands between Hamas.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Jerry Samuelson. He's just showing the inconsistencies of what's going on over there in the Holy Land. Most people aren't looking at the inconsistencies. Most people are horrified by the number of Palestinians being hurt. And yet, of course, suddenly the why are the Palestinians, and why is Hamas suddenly continuing to fire the missiles at Israel? Why does Israel simply starve the people of the Palestinians out and force Hamas to stop firing the missiles? Barry, you pick up the story, but before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your books, and how they can get to your PayPal button. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Barry, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Barry, how can people get to your website, get your information?
Oh, yeah. First of all my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. And there's a search box. Just type in my last name, Chamishish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And Hebrew is chamish, means armed. Well, neither here nor there. The book you should order if you want to understand this war is Bye-Bye Gaza. Gemma Blech was my friend, and she's the photographer for that book. We went there, and we knew what was happening. Now, just to add, she was on my radio show yesterday, was friendly and all that, but once she just viewed it as manipulation by sources outside Israel on the Israeli government, stuff like, now she's just taken the point of view, I'm going to God. There's no fighting the forces. And she's changed her philosophy a lot. Well, nonetheless, it's Bye-Bye Gaza, and it's at lulu.com. My website is barrychamish.com, and lucky old me, I've got David Samran keeping it up. There's still things to be done, but I think this article should be up by now. Last time I spoke to him, it was in the process. And now, yes, there is a PayPal button. And as I said, it's keeping this information, if it's important to you, my PayPal button is at barrychamish.com. All right, let's go. Not all Israelis are fools. No matter what you're getting fed to you, they're not all fooled. Now, I'm going to quote you an Israeli who had enough of supplying the enemy to let him keep shooting rockets. Here's the quote from the press. An Israeli truck driver fed up at the near incessant Hamas rocket fire into Israel took matters into his own hands on Sunday and used his truck to block an aid convoy from entering Gaza. Israel's civil authority, by the way, has continued to allow hundreds of tons of humanitarian aid. Natural gas is humanitarian aid. All right, I'm interrupting this. In order to alleviate daily conditions for the Strip's residents. But on Sunday, Kerem Shalom resident Daniel McHerry snapped. He'd had enough of the hundreds of rockets in the sixth day of Operation Protective Edge. If you didn't know the name of this doping thing, it's Protective Edge, and the thousands before them. For 3 hours, he refused to move his vehicle parked across the lane leading to Gaza. His wildcat strike halted a several kilometer long line of trucks carrying goods to the Palestinians. It's not like they're all nuts. Israelis know that you're supplying the enemy, and that's giving them the wherewithal to keep shooting rockets. Now, look, as noble as this act was, he was arrested. He may be in jail, maybe not, but he was charged. But he's not enough. I know a little about the perverse rationalizations that Israelis go into when they're in trouble. And boy, have they been going full-blown with the rationalizations. Look, this woman, I've known her for many, many years. She sent me, I'd say another 100 people sent me this, but I know her personally, and I was disappointed. An article about how an Israeli hospital is caring for Gaza's wounded. Now, I'm guessing this at some infantile level was proof of how compassionate the Jews are. Here's what I wrote her back. Here's my quote. Me. After the IDF bombs the crap out of them, an Israeli hospital gives them a Band-Aid, don't send this obvious photo op propaganda to anyone with a brain in their head. And I added, sif, darling, sif. Now, the propaganda, again, it's that the Jews can accept this is appalling to me. Another one, all over the place, 65 Americans chose to make Aliyah, to immigrate to Israel since the conflict began. I phoned a few people I know, and I said, how many are leaving? It's not official, okay, but 1,500 is the opinion of Israelis who have left permanently. Wonderful. We got 65. We lost 1,500. Since then, the business with immigrants coming to Israel has gone full gear with the French, by the way, making life for Jews not quite Nazi, but it's getting there. Israel got 900 immigrants, mostly from France, since the outbreak of war. This nuttiness, and it's terribly fatal nuttiness.
No, but basically now, if you say 900 immigrants, how many people left?
1,500 is the figure I got. But it's not official, and I say that. Nonetheless, way more are going to leave Israel after this conflict is over than come in. All right? No matter how much the Jews are really, really in trouble in France right now, they're being attacked, and they're coming to Israel. Wonderful. We get the ones who are running for their lives. Look, the Jews, they want to believe a reality they've created, and they're dismissing facts that disproves their reality. You have one truck driver who isn't fooled, and you have a whole lot of people who aren't seeing that they've been dragged and fooled into this war. Look, I don't know what the motive is. There are rumors that it was the greatest commercial ever for the Iron Dome system, and it would prop up Israel from worldwide orders for the system. Who knows? You know what? I don't know. That's not true.
Well, Barry, would you mind telling our listeners out there what the Iron Dome system is and how well it's working?
It's knocking down a missile. All right? That's what it is. They managed to knock down rockets with rockets. Now, look, it's so far from the truth. I got this thing. There's some site out there. People send me stuff, and it's so full of disinformation and lies. It's called Prison Planet. They have reprinted an article from Canada, actually. The Jews killed the Jews, and they were dead before they got into a car. I took the risk of telling people where to read it, thinking there may be some merit in this. There's a lot of lies, and he's coming to a lot of conclusions I'm coming to, but reaching really ignorant conclusions, what they all mean. It doesn't matter. Maybe there's some merit in this. Look, Hamas, yes, it's attempting to mass murder Jews. Their rockets are being sent to mass murder, and we won't kid ourselves about that. But let's not kid ourselves to another fact. We Jews have been had again. All right? That's the fact that I'm looking at right now. Now, you've got a situation. I mean, I'm watching the news. Egypt is offering a ceasefire, and Israel accepts it automatically. Don't people understand Hamas could never accept an Egyptian anything, ceasefire or not? They've been at war. The present military government of Egypt, throughout their allies, Sharia government let's put it this way. They had a government that was letting the tunnels in the Sinai funnel all kinds of stuff to Hamas from all over the place. That's where most of their missiles came in. They're not getting a lot today. They're not getting any today. They have no allies today. But for them to accept a ceasefire with a government that's been fighting them tooth and nail and closing their tunnels, it could never happen. And that's all part of the wackiness as well. What are you talking, that they're a fair negotiator, Egypt? And Kerry, by the way, was in Cairo when this ceasefire from Egypt was announced. Who knows? But the Hamas didn't buy into it. And why should they? Their worst enemy is offering a ceasefire, and they're supposed to accept it? Look, people who don't understand the Middle East, I guess they buy into that. And Egypt's a good guy, and Israel accepted their ceasefire, but Hamas rejected it. You could tell that was coming a mile off. Anybody but Egypt, all right? And nobody, when they write their little analyses, just doesn't start with, Hamas could never, ever accept a ceasefire or anything from Egypt. No one knows that. And so the war goes on. By the way, tomorrow is a wonderful excuse for a further expansion. Israel has offered after killing four kids, and honest to goodness, why would those kids be playing on a beach? It doesn't matter. Their parents let them play in the middle of a war on an open beach. They should be in shelters like Israeli kids are, but it doesn't matter. There's still four dead kids. So Israel offered 5 hours where there would be no military action for 5 hours tomorrow morning. But they warned if Hamas doesn't buy into it and they shoot a rocket, watch out for what we're going to do. I wait. It's going to be a few hours from now. Will Hamas send a rocket just to defy Israel? You have to understand something. They don't give a damn about their people. All right? That if that isn't understood, that this war, they know they can't win now unless they turn to biological or chemical, meaning gas. That's the only way they can get away. Oh, gosh, I don't want to go into that scenario. It's an awful scenario. Israel will suffer if they're getting gas attacked. All right, just leave it at that. Wait a few hours. Tomorrow could be an interesting day. Now, I'm going to give you new information. I dug this up. It's been sent to me. And I don't draw any conclusions yet about this new information, but let me give you the quote. The U.S. has been secretly holding talks with Hamas for months. I don't know what BuzzFeed is, but that's who reported it. Despite its official stance that it would never negotiate with this terrorist organization. All right, here's the quote. Our administration needed to hear from them that this unity government would move toward democratic elections. Yeah, sure. And toward a more peaceful resolution in the entire region, a U.S. official stated to, well, if you know BuzzFeed, they have something called social news. On condition of anonymity, it was important to have that line of communication. Now, the U.S. apparently takes BuzzFeed darn seriously. They have publicly denied the charges. And, well, they do not accept the veracity of the report. Now, look at this from the U.S. State Department. They're taking it plenty seriously if it's going this high. These assertions are completely untrue, U.S. State Department spokesman Marie Harf told BuzzFeed. There is no such back channel. Our position on Hamas has not changed. And again, the seriousness. Okay, I'll be back when the music ends.
Oh, no, basically, okay, go right ahead. But basically, the thing, so many things going on just don't make any sense. And basically, where did Hamas get its missiles from initially? Who trained Hamas? Who supported it? Who financed Hamas? And these are things that nobody wants to talk about. And Barry says certainly they're not having any allies. No, maybe not, but they certainly have. Had to have them to get the missiles in there. Nothing as it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing?
Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly Barry Shamish is a secular Jew. That's in the, he does not necessarily believe in and even the traditional Jewish teachings. And to hear him this evening making the remark that this is a spiritual issue, I think certainly we're, well, certainly this is our recurrent theme. Because, of course, we're coming from a Christian point of view. Barry's coming from a Jewish point of view. But you must understand that there really are Well, this is Dr. Stan. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and suddenly we seem to be having some problems as far as with the announcement. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you are in a position to help us to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters so that we may maintain our network of stations out across America 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you go to our website, you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. You can certainly read our newsletters, and we recommend them to you. Because, basically, Radio Liberty is on the front lines of this battle, not only to point out what's going on, certainly from a political point of view, but what's going on from a spiritual point of view. For indeed, we are involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And if you certainly want to help us get this information out, give us a call. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And suddenly we'll be back with you again tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime,